Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Sky News are reporting there at 8 minutes past two that armed police have been deployed after several injured in a serious incident in central Glasgow. Armed police have sealed off a particular street. One eyewitness told Sky News they saw people bloodied being taken on stretchers from the Park Inn Hotel in the centre of Glasgow. But more importantly now, a police spokesman says the incident has been contained and there is no further threat to the public. If we find out more, we'll bring it to you. OK, Rebecca has contacted us about the lockdown ending on Monday. Go ahead, Rebecca. What do you do?
Hi, Joe. I run a small B&B in the south of the country, and I've just got guidelines from Fall to Ireland, and then we did a webinar with B&B Ireland, and there's so much involved, you just wonder if you'd ever open the door again, if you know what I mean. We have, like, apart from, I just did, it's my interpretation now of what I read from them. I've got 51 pages from Fall to Ireland of guidelines, and I kind of just did a basic synopsis of kind of general things we need to do, and I'm just really wondering if how other people and other people in the business are going to open and feel confident in opening. We have to put up signage, which is, you know, fair enough, but in every communal area, and also, like, measure the floor at the moment for 2 metres in the communal areas, like the dining rooms and probably in the hallway or in your sitting room. We put up sanitizers as they come in at the entrance and the exits, and also in every bedroom they want us to put in 60% alcohol sanitizers as well. And we have to have all the bins in the room covered now. Normally you have the ones in the bathrooms covered, but the ones in the room are open.
Okay.
And we had to remove all soft furnishings. This is probably for to make it easier for us anyway, like cushions and throws and any leaflets or any book in the room, any books in the room. They've said suggested we can take out the tea and coffee as well, or if we want to leave it, leave minimal amounts of tea, coffee, sugar, so that they can be disposed of after every person. And during,
so you have to throw out everything, basically.
Well, throw them out or whatever. I don't know whether you could leave them in a box for 72 hours and you reuse them. I don't know. But basically, they say leave very little so that you can remove everything. And then you wash the cups in the dishwasher at the high temperature, all that sort of thing, which is fair enough. Then you kind of, during the day when people are here, you disinfect, you know, any in communal areas, the door handles, any areas of touch, basically. And, of course, when the person leaves, then in the guest, say, they leave it for before 12 o'clock, you open the window and the door for 1 hour before going in as such, you know, to let the air circulate.
Yeah.
So you put on, well, you could ask the guest to do that, so you wouldn't even have to have gone in, you know. So then when you're ready to do the room, you put on your PPE equipment, which is your mask, your a disposable apron, gloves, and you go in then and you remove the bedding. And normally we would just remove the bottom sheet, the duvet, the pillows, cases, whatever, and that. Now you've got to take away the mattress protectors and the pillow protectors, and they have to be washed at 60 degrees is what they're advising. So they probably won't last because they're waterproof. Do you know what I mean? So Mike, that would probably be a problem. And then when you finish that room, you bring them in a sealed bag to the washroom, put them on, and then you remove your PPE gear and you start again for the next room, basically. So you don't bring any contamination from one room to the other. So if a guest then, which this is another thing, someone got sick
in Rebecca, your house. Sorry, your line is disappearing, and we'll try and ramp it up again in a sec. I want to go to Geraldine Fagherty, who's in Castlebar, I think. Geraldine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And you're ringing about the Aran Islands.
Yes, I believe that, same lady is there, I believe the Aran Islands are opening up as of Monday.
Yeah, that's our understanding, with the travel restrictions lifted. And what do you think of that?
I personally don't think it's a good thing. I'm an Inishman in the Middle Island, and at the moment, we have only one nurse. We don't have a doctor. He only comes from Inishir. For a few hours in the morning, he comes across on the ferry at 8:15 and he goes back at 10:30. So I personally don't think it's good for us. Inish Shear has a doctor and Inish Moore has a doctor, but we don't have a doctor.
And what's the population in Inish Man, Geraldine?
130, about 130 all year round.
And what are the tourist facilities on Inish Man?
Very little. We have no public toilet for a start. There's absolutely no public toilet. And I don't know where they expect to go to the toilet, but we don't have no public toilet.
Yeah.
Water has been rationed. The water has been shut off from 9 o'clock at night until 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
I actually have to store water in order to be able to feed my cattle. I don't know what other people are doing, but I actually have to store my water in order to have water.
Okay.
And even with that, Joe, when I store my water, I have two IBC tanks and I have no problem with water on the mainland. But when I store my water, green moss grows on the tubs and I actually have it on the containers.
And are you linking, has there been a water shortage on Inish Man before?
Yes, we've had shortage of water before. And every summer we have a shortage of water.
And that's why they built that incredible saline plant over the far side of the island, isn't it?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Still, it's there, but sure, it goes down because there's the water.
Well, there isn't
enough pressure.
It never,
on the water
it never operated, did it?
Huh?
It never operated.
No.
Yeah. Who paid for that, I wonder? But anyway.
That's Inish Shear, I think you're on about. Inish Shear has no water.
No, I'm talking about Inish Man, the plant on Inish Man over the far side of the island.
The windmill. Sure, they took down, they got rid of the windmills.
Yeah, okay.
We had three windmills when it was up and running.
Are you in Castlebar at the moment, Geraldine?
I am in Castlebar.
Okay.
I left Inish Man yesterday evening.
But is that not a danger? If you're worried about COVID coming to the island...
I have no choice, Joe, because there's no grass on the island. There's absolutely no grass, nothing in the island. I have to remove my cattle. The last of my cattle are actually being loaded at the minute at Galway Docks. And I'm just waiting for somebody here to collect me in order to go to Galway to load...
Where are you sending them, Geraldine?
I'm sending them to Mayo and Cross County Mayo.
Well, will there be any cattle left on the island?
Well, I don't know. Some people are giving them grass, but that's no good for my cattle because I've three cows with three calves on them and I need green grass to produce milk.
Okay. But Geraldine, is enough, like, Inish Man's a beautiful, beautiful island. But it wasn't called a place of stones. It's primarily...
It's all stone now, Joe, anyway.
Sure. Where would the cattle get grass anyway?
There's no grass. That's the problem. There's no grass. And I see no minister. I see no minister calling out to us either.
But do you get many tourists anyway, Geraldine? If there's nothing on the island, apart from its
not many, because the islanders don't really want tourism. It's not geared up for tourism.
Yeah.
But there is people that come back. They've been coming for years, and they don't really welcome tourists. There's an element that do come, but that it's not really a welcoming island. As I said, there's no public toilet for the start.
Yeah.
The shop is limited with only one shop, one pub.
Yeah. And Geraldine, but I see some people find that's the joy of the island.
Definitely, Joe, if you want peace and quietness, it's the place to go, but it's not for everybody.
And you see, the whole thing now out of the pandemic, there was loads of articles last weekend in the Irish newspaper saying people are going to move out of Dublin, they're going to move for a quiet life and they'll work from home. And
they're down from Dublin and they're loving it, Joe. But that's grand, that's lovely, but that's not good enough for who's going to look after the sick.
And isn't there, there's a knitting factory on the island,
isn't
there?
A lovely knitting factory.
There's a couple.
It employs about 20 people.
Yeah, it's a great tradition. Turlough de Blackham and the Blackham family have been there for many, many years.
That's right.
Originally from Dublin.
They have a restaurant as well.
Yeah, that's world class. Got the restaurant in it was voted by Catherine Cleary in her review last year. The end of 2019, as her, the best meal she had in that year, the best meal she had, believe it or not.
I don't doubt it one bit.
Inish Man's
I don't doubt it one bit.
But would you not like them to reopen? That's their business.
I have no problem with it, as the man says, but I just think there's people I've seen put in danger. I cannot stop people from doing whatever they like because the government has it opened up now.
Yeah, and you say the locals don't welcome tourists. What do they turn the other way, or what do they do when they see someone on a bike from Dublin?
First of all, as I said, there's no public toilet in the place. That's a first sign.
But there are houses, aren't there? Houses for rent.
There is houses for rent. And a limited number of houses are there to be rented.
And wasn't there a Gael talk there? Gael's good. Yeah.
But it was gone and it came back last year just for adults only.
Yeah, well, that's still... Is that coming this year?
No, because of not that I know of. It wasn't
and
anyway.
And of the population, you say there's about 130 on the island.
That's about it, yeah. All year round.
And how many do you think don't want tourists, visitors?
Well, there's only about a handful of bed and breakfasts.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you that there's only maybe five B&Bs.
Yeah, but it is part of Ireland.
Oh, I'm not saying I don't.
You don't own the island.
I don't own it.
No.
No, I didn't say I owned the island.
But you're saying, it's like people in Wicklow saying we don't want anyone from Dublin coming in.
I didn't say that. I just said we're taking a high risk of anywhere in the world letting people in.
And how long do you think you want to stay like that?
Oh, yeah, I think we should wait and we see there were six cases of COVID-19 at the hospital in Galway, I believe, at the moment.
No, but when would you be happy with the island?
I think we should wait another little while, maybe wait till next year.
Oh, well, that's a long while. That's a
year. I know it is. But which is safer? Stay, yeah. Get sick, or...
And do you think if visitors did arrive on Monday, the ferries are back, I know the ferries have been running anyway for the locals, but I think Doolan ferries are back, they're primarily tourists, aren't they? They're back on Monday.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I didn't know that.
What do you think if two American backpackers get off the ferry down at the port and make their way up to the centre of Inishman and are sitting outside?
Joe, as I said, I cannot stop them. As the man says, it's open.
But you say people won't welcome. People might feel awful.
Sorry?
If you say that visitors are not welcome, we don't want you.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying it's limited to the amount of people that can stay there because there's only six B&Bs.
Yeah, so then, was that not, and there's no leisure facilities on the island. There's
no leisure facilities, only to see. There is a lovely place for walking.
Yeah, but that's in the open air.
Yeah, but that's the safest.
Yeah, so am I convincing you to let people onto the island, Geraldine?
Sorry?
Am I convincing you?
People are allowed in, Joe. You can, as I said, they cannot be stopped. Yeah. People are allowed in.
Yeah, but people listen to you. You sound a very reasonable, industrious woman running your farm, running your cattle in difficult circumstances. You're over in Castlebar at the minute. Your cattle are in Galway. You're going to get them over to Mayo for their summer holidays or whatever they're going to do to get a bit of grass for them. Like people say, there's a decent, fair woman on the radio now saying, please don't come to our island. You'd have a lot of sway, Geraldine.
And listen, Joe, I'm only telling them it's up to themselves. You take the chance of it. You take the chance on it. I'm not telling them not to come.
But I'm
just saying to you, at the moment, there's shortage of water out there.
I know.
There's shortage of water out there. There was nothing open there. As I know, I am from there.
Yeah.
The shop was only opened for... The shop wasn't even open. You had to text in to get your groceries. The post office wasn't even open. I think it's the only post office in the country that was closed during the COVID.
Yeah, the post office is in the shop, in the corner.
Yeah,
of the shop,
I know.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Did you ever hear what Tommy Tiernan says about the three Aran Islands, Geraldine?
Oh, I did. I don't think Tommy Tiernan didn't care too much about Inishman.
No, what he said was, I was at the, he was on Inishman.
That's right.
He gave a great gig. I went down to it. He said, and he lived on the Aran Islands, he still does, and over in Inishmore, I think. And he said the three sisters, the Aran Islands are the three sisters. Inishmore is the big sister. Inishmore is the little sister. And Inishman is the odd sister.
Yep, and I don't disagree with him. I don't disagree with him.
In what way, Jerry? What way are you odd?
Huh?
What way are you odd? You don't want tourists.
I didn't say I don't want tourists.
Okay.
I didn't say I don't want tourists.
So what way is the island odd? You said you don't really like tourists.
I don't. I never said such a thing.
Okay.
I didn't say I don't like tourists. I just said at the moment I think it's not good for tourists to be coming there because with the conditions that we have, you're supposed to be washing your hands. There's no public toilet in it.
Well, if
you have to walk a mile to go to the beach to wash your hands.
But there's a loo in the pub. The wonderful pub
is closed. The pub is not. It'll be open Monday.
Yeah, because they do food, don't they?
Sorry?
They do lovely food in that pub.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. That's only one place. But if you
bring sanitizer with you?
What about the social distancing?
That's Geraldine.
Sorry?
Geraldine, if I put a drone up over Inishman now at the height of the tourist season, I'd be hard put to find a sinner.
Well, that's your view, Joe.
No, I've been there. I go there every year.
I know you have, and I've met you there.
Yeah, and I'd love it.
Yeah, and I do too. I didn't say I don't.
Yeah, no, but it's your home. I'm conscious of that.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't say I don't. Yeah. And I have no problem with tourists, but I'm just telling you.
It's the quietest place in Ireland.
One of them anyway.
There's no car. Well, a couple of cars. Bartley and that have done a great service.
One of them anyway.
From the boat that comes in. The ferry when it comes in. Yeah, okay.
Well, anyway,
okay, well,
I just want to let you know there's a lot of people asking me, are they opened up? And now we know they're opened. It just came.
And Geraldine, are you your family many generations on the island?
Yeah, they are.
And did anyone ever talk? I know it's way before your time, but the Spanish flu back in 1918.
Yeah, some lady was talking to me about it the other night.
And what did she say?
She said it was bad. It was something like this COVID. I think we lost about 5 people.
Oh, they got onto the island, did it?
Yeah. Some lady that was in hospital in Galway.
Okay.
She was in the maternity and she came home with a kid and three people, I think, died. She brought it back from the hospital.
Okay. And is there anything that would convince you to say,
I'm not stopping anybody. I'm just saying that it's up to each individual.
Well, what would you say if people said, yeah, we'll come, but we will be extraordinarily careful and we'll keep to ourselves? And
as I said.
Okay.
That's up to them, but...
Okay.
That's up to them.
It's a hidden gem, isn't it, Geraldine?
Yeah, it's unreal, but what can you do about it?
Yeah. Okay, have you many in family, Geraldine? Do you mind me asking?
There are 7 of us.
Okay, do you mean you have 7 children?
No. I've just me. I'm the only one of, I've no family, my immediate family of my own.
And what, you have 7 siblings?
Yeah, 7.
And are they all on the island?
No, none. Anyone.
Hey, you're the only one left?
Yeah.
Oh, God. And what's that like?
Oh, I guess that's the way life. People on the islands always travelled. It's only in the...
Yeah, I know.
In the last few years that people stayed. People always on the islands had to travel for... Come and go.
But you're determined to stay?
I like to come and go, as they say.
Oh, have you got a house on the mainland, so to speak?
I work on the mainland myself, yeah.
Oh, you work on the mainland?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And how often do you go over to the island?
Maybe 3 times a week.
Oh, do you go? Wow. And what do you have a farm on the mainland as well?
No, only at the moment.
Okay. And what do you work at on the mainland? I'm very nosy, am I?
I know. I'm a postal sorter.
Oh, well done. Yeah. And where are you based?
In Galway.
Well, you know, one of the fantastic services during the pandemic has been on post.
Yeah.
Hasn't it? Incredible.
Yeah, they're very busy at the moment.
So thank you for all your work you do there. Okay, Geraldine, that's Geraldine Fagherty from Inishman. I've got to meet a Malgut, Geraldine, and we'll see you soon, though it might be this year. Are you gone?
Bring the mask.
Bring the mask, okay. Slán.
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 Bye.